I feel good me accomplishing what I accomplished with not what everybody else has. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, no powerful management, right. No, you know, no push button people, not even in, being in the building. Like, I have no relationships with no executives, you know what I'm saying? No A&Rs. Everything I did was like really the music.
We're in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Lick it, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock.
Welcome to another week of We Sound Crazy. Your boy, Fillionaire, is in the building. We still in the ATL.
ATL, Clark Kelly in the building.
Georgia, what's up? Bacon for Macon is in the building. What's
in your
up,
home yo? State?
Yeah.
In your home state.
Good to be home.
Nah, but we're not alone. We are not alone. We are not alone. We have a super producer.
Yeah.
Songwriter. He rapped too. You do a lot of things.
Yeah,
I put the ideas on
Grammy
the
Grammy nominee.
See, I put the ideas on the beats.
Yeah.
So if
the
you
concepts.
Don't know, the concepts.
Yeah.
The things that change the trends,
yes.
And everything.
Yes.
And keeping it real.
Multiple Grammy nominations. Let's put some respect on.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot,
yes,
of number ones.
A lot of number ones.
A lot of millions, yeah, and millions and millions,
yeah,
of records and streams. We got Bangladesh in the building. Make some noise.
Yay.
Y'all, I'm excited to have you here.
How y'all doing? You good?
Super good.
We seen you in a minute.
It's been years.
Yeah.
I would say the COVID years don't count.
Nah, not
so
at all.
Forget those 2-3 years, but we've opened the game for a minute,
yep,
and been doing very well. It's good to see you. Real
you
talk.
Too,
it's
bro.
Good to see you.
Thank
it's
you.
It's good to
Thank
see you.
Thank you for having me.
Y'all worked on something before?
We've first of all, we've worked on stuff together. We've been around each other. I always,
yeah,
feel like in this game you work, but it's so hectic that you don't really get to really stop and spend time with each other. So there's a mutual respect, but I'm glad to get to talk. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where to start, but there's,
yeah,
so many hit records.
It's so many.
Well, you set it off. We start the episode off with what we all agreed is one of our favorite Luda songs.
Yeah.
What's Your Fantasy, which is one of my personal favorite songs. And you said it's one of yours?
Yeah. I mean, not to be biased, but I think it's one of his best songs because not only is his first song, I think What's Your Fantasy, like on a lyrical level, nobody was rapping like that. Usually the engineer do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like he did that.
Does all the cuts and,
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I remember when the record was out and fresh, like people would say, "Oh, I heard somebody say, oh, you do stutter rap."
You could call it that.
So, I think as far as like the content, like I think Luda is like basically women, money. I think from that aspect, I think that's his best record to me. You know what I'm saying?
Would you argue that Ludacris is one of the most skilled rappers in the game?
Most skilled rappers?
I would. That's what I'm saying. I think
lyrically, he's definitely up there. Yeah, rapping.
How did the relationship between you and Luda initiate?
Mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's a powerful story. I think my story is like a spiritual story. You know, I'm from Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah.
The only person I know from Des Moines, Iowa was T-Boz.
Yeah.
And I was queuing that in my head.
When I moved to Atlanta, I was in junior in high school. And I would go to lunch. I ain't had no money. So I'd just sit there, be hungry. For 2 weeks, me and the same kid was sitting in the same spot at the lunch table. We never talked to each other. Probably 2 weeks went by, we started talking to each other.
Mm.
He ended up being Lil Fate's cousin. Fate is Ludacris' right hand man. So we started hanging out, and that's kind of how I met Ludacris. But it was a spiritual movement because my spirit told me to move to Atlanta.
Mm.
And like the timing of how it all happened and his journey and what he was doing and what I was planning on doing, it all just came together like that.
So everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to talk about your process for a second. Because there's lots of producers, but you really, you're a sound architect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never heard that like that.
You know what I mean? It's not just, oh, this is a song I got to do, so let me put the, I know that it needs to have drums and bass. It's like, it sounds like you're collecting sounds and making it into a rhythm. You've always been that way?
Yeah, I mean, I thought all producers was like
that.
Not a producers from my era were like that. That's how I learned. You know what I'm saying? The ones I look up to, that's what I thought they did. You know, a lot of, let's talk about What's Your Fantasy. A lot of that was what I was listening to. You know, I was listening to The Roots. I was listening to the D'Angelo. So those drums, the snare is from a D'Angelo, that first D'Angelo album. You know what I'm saying? So I be taking stuff. I hear it. I take it. That boom. I got that from some D'Angelo.
That damn D'Angelo.
That might be when the album came out.
The first album?
Nah, that How Does It Feel?
The second 2000.
Yeah, that wasn't that then.
Might have been the first album.
95 was the first album.
Yeah.
Okay.
Brown Sugar.
So all them sounds, man, I take them from. I take it from some
era.
That era, and just make my own little thing to it. The synthesizer, I mean, I played that part, but yeah, I always looked at myself as like good at putting sounds together.
Yeah, that's why I meant it, sound architect, because it really is carefully put together.
I think it goes with my whole style, my whole, the way I live, everything. Like, it's a lifestyle, the way I dress, the way everything is like strategically put together.
Yeah, you've always been, okay, so the other thing is fashion. So you're right, like it always has been like you are a statement.
Statement.
And how you live and how you present your art. And
I like that.
And that means something to you, like the fashion, the presentation means something to you?
Yeah, I mean, it's like effortless, so it ain't like I you know, trying to do it on purpose. It's just what it is, you know what I'm saying? I definitely am strategically meticulous about what I like, and I feel like production, that's what it is. Like, you it's beautiful. Like, you could put shit together
and make it beautiful.
And make it what you want it to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't really understand why people just use stock things or just the regular
stock
things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, man, you know, you can go can have your way.
you can make up your own thing.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you not happy with production as of late, or do you feel like it's dope?
I'm happy with it. I think it, I don't know if it's
in the
production.
World.
I think it's just the game, or who's controlling the game. I don't even think it's, I think we move, how we move is structured. You know, I think the powers that be shift the sound. I don't think it's the
actual producers. It's what the demand is.
It's what the demand is. It's the narrative that they're trying to push. So that's the relevant thing at the moment. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's like the producers, because if whatever's popping, niggas gonna do it.
The producers will make it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. That's true.
But I'm more like, I think I'm more, I try to set trends. I try to push the envelope.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we have the power to do that.
We definitely have the power to do that. For sure.
Do you recall the moment where you, I guess, the first producer or just musical inclination that inspired you to want to become a producer that cuts through in the way that you have.
I always like music. I think I used to listen to, like, you know, Missy Elliott and Busta Rhymes. Always had like great production to me, but I wasn't. It was like Timbaland and Organized Noize that that really, like, all right,
I can do this.
Like, this is my inspiration, you know what I'm saying? When Outkast came out, the bass lines and the chop samples and everything, like, I think Organized Noize was the first Southern hip hop producers. Timbaland, of course, he like created a whole nother style and sound. So, like, I was really intrigued. I was probably the only male in my school listening to Aaliyah first album. You know what I'm saying? Like, back then, like, it wasn't cool for them to listen to R&B music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He had that 4-page letter playing.
No, but I do remember
One in a Million.
I do remember that album though, like, being shocked that a lot of guys were like riding down the street. Like, some of the dope boys were bumping One in a Million.
Can't say really. Well, Teddy Riley. I was gonna say I don't remember hearing 808s in R&B, but Teddy Riley had 808s going on.
Yeah.
He's another one that I like.
Teddy Riley is iconic.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a guy.
Let me say it for you, Phil. VA.
I didn't say it.
Phil's from VA. So anytime VA comes up,
something in the water over there.
Something in the water.
Nothing came after those three though. Like, what else?
Pharrell, Chad.
Yeah.
Missy.
But
Timberland.
It seemed like they're so big.
Yeah.
It should be a wave going on.
Should it be? You think this should be more of a wave, Phil?
Yes.
From VA.
It should be.
Really?
Because you got to think about it, like Timbaland. The Neptune.
Yeah.
I think VA should be what Atlanta is now.
Mm. Wow.
That's they should have a whole label, a whole system there going with all those guys.
You got work to do, Phil.
If y'all watching. Missy, Tim.
Nah, for real.
I'll see Missy tonight. I'm going to mention. You know what?
Let her know.
Put her on the spot.
Put her on the spot.
Till I said it.
We sound crazy.
Money millionaire, tougher than Nigerian hair. My criteria compared to your career just isn't fair. I'm a venereal disease like a menstrual.
So Bangladesh,
come on, man.
Hip hop is over 50 years old at this point. Mm-hmm. I can't have you on the show without asking your top five hip hop MCs.
Top five hip hop MCs. If I only got a name five, I definitely Nas. I'm gonna give you an unorthodox, a little different thing. Black Thought, Common Sense.
Okay.
Biggie. What was that, four or five?
That's four. Four. That's four. You got one more.
Kendrick Lamar.
What a list.
You cannot question
I can always, like, you know, change that up, but, like, I just try to throw in. Like, Black Thought is probably one of the illest MCs in the world, you know, that's slept on. Common Sense is, like, I like rappers that say stuff.
Yeah.
With metaphors and,
yes, wordplay.
You know, wordplay, all that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Common's one of the best.
Yeah.
He's one of the best.
This is a random story, but I was at Kelly Rowland's house and we played Taboo. Mm. He was on my team.
Wait, first.
Smashed that other team.
Hold
I
on,
want
this,
you to know.
This humble flex is
Common,
so disrespectful.
No, because Common, he's rhyming. He can literally, whatever the word was, he would do something like, and I'm like, yo, this wordplay is like insane. But the score was like 45-3. We killed it too, but I've just had, when I think of Common.
You think of
Taboo.
Kicking people's ass at Taboo or Common.
He's one of the best and he does not. And I agree with Black Thought as well, because I don't think that, it's just, we so often we hear like a lot of the same usual suspects.
Yeah, but I ain't want to.
Yeah.
I definitely had to say Nas. I think he slept on too.
Yep.
But I try to give you a little bit of, I gave you Kendrick, like the, new era. I gave you a little bit
Biggie.
Of our era, you know.
You mentioned Nas. I'm interested in hearing your perspective on just the recent work he's done. with the King's disease and the magic.
I respect the work.
Yeah.
I respect the grind, the work, the still being inspired in today's time.
Yeah. After all this time.
Because he really ain't got a rap. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I respect that he's feeding his audience still. A lot of people don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't think about us no more.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
What I love about Nas and Jay-Z, not the only one, also Lil Wayne, who you work with and smashes with, is that hip-hop is still only 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still watching it grow up.
Yep.
It's the only genre that hasn't been around for 100 or plus years, and we've seen generations of it. Mm-hmm. So I like the way those leaders are showing, especially the men, how to handle it at 40, 50. 50 plus think, with a lot of money too.
Yeah, I think it's dope because it's not you're not playing it safe. Right. A lot of people don't drop no more because they don't want to disappoint their previous work in far sales.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So I think it's very like admirable and like heroic that he's still dropping albums.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is scary. Like when you have a legacy like Nas has, and Jay-Z has to put things out, and you know how the fans are.
Jay-Z don't put things out.
I mean, he hasn't for a couple of years.
I said Nas for a reason.
He's like, don't bring up Jay in my top five.
Yeah. He said Ether. That's all I
said. Said that for a reason.
Yikes.
Nah, I ain't got nothing against Jay-Z,
but Nas is yours. Yeah, is your favorite.
Definitely.
You can't deny Nas. Yeah,
but you were playing a Milli.
It's absolutely one of my favorite Wayne's songs ever. And I'm talking about mixtape Wayne, album Wayne, like that song. When I first heard it, it was like, it fucked me up.
How impressive it is to have two of someone's favorite songs?
Right.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
For real.
Real talk. And you're talking about one of the biggest stars in the game. And when that came out, he was already a big star. But like I said, Sound Architect, that came out. You're like, you have to adjust your ears. Mm. Like, wait a minute. What's about to happen
and
now?
I remember everybody wanted to freestyle over that.
Right.
Like, everybody wanted to write their own rhyme to that.
Everybody did. That might be the most freestyled over beat ever.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest.
Sound Architect, like I said.
Tomorrow, you want me to cue the track up? You want to? Freestyles
is what you're
doing. Oh, okay.
That ain't my ministry.
to teach us something.
I'm going to leave it to a lot of rappers, a lot of early on rappers got on from freestyling
off
on
that record. Yeah. So who are you loving now? Like
today's time?
Yeah. If you do.
Rappers?
Yeah.
I like some artists. I like Coi Leray, I like Kodak. I like J. Cole, of course. I like this kid named Babyface X, Dallas Martin's son.
Really?
It's hard.
Babyface X. Yes, you heard of Babyface X?
He's from wherever Dallas from.
Okay. You just put us on. You just put us on to
dope,
something new.
Man.
Babyface X. We checking that out
right
now.
Young kid. I nicknamed him Biggie Snoop.
Biggie Snoop.
Biggie Snoop.
That's a crazy combo.
That's what I nicknamed.
That's what the vibe
it's
is like.
He's hard, man. He's hard.
Babyface.
Just real. I like real rap. You know what I'm saying? I like creativity, lyrical ability. Saying some real stuff, you know what I'm saying? And he's so young, I was impressed. I like to be impressed. Like, if you can impress me.
Yeah. So you're hard to impress.
Yes, I would say.
Do a lot of artists audition for
you? I hear that.
I've been told.
I've been told.
Do a lot of artists, I'm sure I'm probably DMing one to get in, one to work with you.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, like, everybody got an Instagram, so like, you know, everybody got access to know the slide, and you might not be ready though, you know, you might not be
ready to work with you. You mean ready
period.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just got a gram, so it's like you so accessible to send a message but you might not be ready. You know what I'm saying?
You work with so many people. With a receipt list like that, are there people that you're like, man, I wish I could, I want to get with this person, and I haven't got it. Who's your wish list? If you have one still.
Yeah, man. You know, of course, Andre 3000. But oh, yeah. You know, he don't rap no more.
I like the new Flute album, by the way.
No, I would put some beats to that.
Put some beats to the Flute album?
Do the remix. Yeah. Bangladesh on the remix.
Yeah. I'm not mad.
Yeah. I would love to, you know, do a song with him, though. Who else? Kendrick, of course. I fucked up that opportunity with Kendrick. I really didn't know. I didn't know what I was doing that day, to be honest.
When you went in with him?
Yeah.
So you just didn't deliver like you wanted to?
Oh, nah, yeah.
We all have those days.
I ain't delivered.
That happened to me with Beyonce. From Beyonce.
What?
Yeah. Well, I got called in the studio last minute to work with her, and I didn't go in there with all my full tools. Like it wasn't a song I had. It was a song she was trying to fix. Mm. So they called me in and the track was just looping, and I had to like fix a hook. And normally I'm good on the fly, but that track just was not speaking to me that day. And Beyonce was sitting in the. It's the only time I ever met her. And I'm in the booth like, come on, Claude, you fucking yourself. Like, what's going on, bro? Come on, where's the ideas at? But the track was not speaking to me. And at some point, I was like, yo, it's not working.
You told her?
Yeah, I told her because I also don't want to waste.
What she said?
No, we had a long conversation. Like the session was good. We got along fine. Yeah. We talked about stuff. But it was like the 11th hour, so I wasn't even sure if the song was gonna fully make it. It wasn't like she was waiting for me to finish Crazy in Love and I failed. It wasn't that. Like it was just I don't think the track made the album at all. But I was able to meet her, talk. I remember the last thing she said. She was like, "Thank you so much for taking the time. You're such a sweet man." And I was like, she was so kind about
man,
it.
Yeah. But, see, that's the type.
But you know who did hit it out the park, Beyonce?
Ha! Let's talk about it.
You know who did? He know. The queen bee. Yeah.
The queen.
Diva.
What was that like? Describe the entire experience, because people want
to
know.
I would have to credit Sean Garrett for that, you know. I just came off of Millie, so I had the Diva track already. I already had it made. I really wasn't taking it serious. I'm not a type of producer that piggybacks off of sounds or creations I did already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I never took it serious. I just made it for a mixtape I was working on. Mm-hmm. I had my female artist at the time rapping on it. My idea was I had a male rap artist and a female artist. So anytime their part come on, the vocal would change to cater to them.
Okay.
So that's why I made Diva. Not to sell it as a placement, you know what I'm saying? When Millie was going crazy, Sean would always hit me like, if I had that Millie beat, if I had that Millie beat, right? So when we was working together, he was working on Beyonce, so I played him the beat. Well, what got me to that point, I was playing the beat in the studio, and some of my peers that be around me was like, yo, that's crazy. And I was like, man, that ain't nothing. Like, it's just
something that's,
that's the same thing, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't taking it serious. They're like, no, it's his own thing. And I just listened to them, you know what I'm saying? And since Sean was talking about the Millie beat, I just played it for him. Mm-hmm. Working on Beyonce, nobody can do it but her.
No one can do it but her.
Yeah.
And even the way, like, the way she individually sings, vocal arranges. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's like really singing on a hip-hop beat.
Mm-hmm. Which, again, only she does better than anybody else.
Yeah, and she told me, she was like, I never did song like this.
Mm.
This is the first song she's done that put her in that Sasha Fierce world, I guess.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was the Sasha Fierce era.
The alter ego.
You brought up Sean Garrett. I've always appreciated just the chemistry you both have had. I mean, Beyonce, Brandy, Khalees, what is it about when you two get together and the magic that you all create? Like, what, why does that work in your opinion?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's like at exactly us, because he has success with a lot of other producers, and I have success too.
Yeah.
I think it's just two great minds coming together. We both Pisces. Like, he's on the other side though. You know, he's an he's an extrovert. I'm introverted, so it works out. I think we both just push the envelope to be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just good to like be with a writer that understands what to do.
Yeah. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it's hard like being me, because what you called it, sound architect. Being a sound architect could be new. Yeah. It's like you never heard it before. Yeah. So it's like a lot of writers be like, I don't know what to do. It's jamming, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But Sean was the first, maybe the first major writer to really like embrace it and just kill it. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when I worked with Dr. Luke, he would always say, man, all you need is that top line and on your beat. You know what I'm saying? To cut the contrast is what makes things work. You know what I'm saying?
Luke, spending time around Luke,
yeah,
and Max Martin and them, they're masters at how to like just never do too much.
Yeah,
just know how to make it like a perfect little pop presentation for you. If you're studying and paying attention, that advice rubs off. It changes how you.
And something about my tracks are pop. Urban hood. Mm-hmm. It's like
you all got the everything vibes. In there.
Yeah.
It's all the vibes. So it's like, I think that's my gift.
But that's the thing is like the tracks are so hard, right? So it's like the first instinct is like, well, you should get a rapper on this. But to Mo's point, you've had some fantastic singers.
Yeah.
Do their thing over the
speaking of fantastic singers, you were a part of the bulk of Brandy's 2011 album. Which,
Brandy,
that was a different sound for her.
Yeah, slept on album.
Yeah.
I think so too.
Yeah,
that was a good album.
Yeah, how did that come about? And then how was it working with her and just kind of seeing her?
How did that come about?
Tap into a new sound.
Brandy wanted to work with me real bad.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad
matter
place
of fact.
To be.
I remember I was in Dr. Luke's studio making a beat for Kesha, and she came to the studio and sat on the floor, bro. While I was
Brandy?
Sat on the floor. Was it Indian LA? Style.
At Conway?
Yeah. Probably. Maybe.
Yeah. I know those days.
And sat on the floor in Indian style, just like a fan. And it was like,
hello.
And I grew up on her. You know what
I'm
saying?
Brandy, y'all did.
What? And she sat on the floor, bro. There was chairs over there. She sat right here and just was like.
So, okay, because Brandy comes and sits on the floor at your feet,
Brandy,
right?
Like, Brandy campaigned us working. Like, she wanted to work.
She fought for it.
I think that's the best thing for me. Like, you really got to want to work with me for it to be successful. Because, like, me just going in with somebody, you might not
get
understand who I am and what I do, you know what I'm saying? So you gotta really wanna work with me for it to really be a success, I feel.
And from your memory, what are some of the fond memories of recording that album?
She was like so like eager to do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's so like passionate, and like she's like she sees the end of the tunnel. Like, she knows that this is it. You know, one of the songs on there are So Sick. Justin B. What's Brandon who signed Justin B?
Scooter.
Scooter wanted that beat because I had another song on it. And it wasn't until Brandy wanted it till he started acting like he wanted it for real. You know what I'm saying? But I had to decide like
between
the two. and she like her passion. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man,
that won you over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have a favorite from that album?
Man, all them joints is dope.
He's like, my shit was hot.
Man, all them joints is dope, man. Them some good songs, yeah. You know. At beat wise, I think So Sick.
So Sick is nuts. Yeah. So Sick is so sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember when that album came out, I played it so much because, I mean, Brandy's one of those artists where the album cuts matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't just.
Yeah, you can't skip over that.
She makes albums.
You got to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember enjoying the project.
That should have been a record, though.
Hmm?
Should have been a single.
Which one? So Sick?
Yes.
What else should have been
all
a single?
All of them. all of them.
Release the whole album.
No, so let's
she should have recorded. She should have shot a video for all them songs.
Let's do this, though. All right. So you have the book of the album. Let's say it's here right now. It hasn't been released yet. You give me the Bangladesh official first, second, third, fourth single.
For Brandy?
Yes, for that album.
Go. Oh, what's the one? I see the name. I can't remember the titles too much, but there was one.
Phil already. He's
you
already
like you he's finna, like you finna say.
No. I'm watching him look it up. I would love to hear that from you. Plus, I think you know Brandy's fans are they're rabid. They're gonna want.
We have a few in the building today.
We have.
Yep.
Timon here. he loves Brandy.
Oh, don't you forget about to my right, Von Alvarez.
Von Alvarez, yeah. Shout out. Von
That's
Alvarez
how I
in
met.
The building.
I think I met him through that
through Brandy
situation.
I see Brandy brings the people together.
Yeah, Wildest Dreams, So Sick, Slower, No Such Thing Is Too Late, Let Me Go, Without
Let
You.
Let Me Go.
Let Me Go.
Let Me Go is a record.
That would be your first single?
Nah. All
right.
It'll probably been too different
for the masses.
Yeah, for the masses.
For the masses.
Just right away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think Put It Down is a good record to go first with because it's like easy.
Yeah.
It's friendly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I liked when she talking about Put It in the Kitchen.
Was it? Which one is that?
Oh, Paint This House?
Hmm?
Is it Paint This House?
You got What You Need.
What You Need.
What You Need.
What You Need.
Okay. This is What You Need. Yeah.
Baby, I got What You Need.
I think Put It Down, Let Me Go, So Sick. Should have been one, two, three.
Okay. He's like, and that's what it is. Who haven't you worked with that you want to work with? Singers this time.
Singers?
Yeah.
Man, my mind blank. I can't think of.
Really?
I can't. Oh, Brent Fies.
Okay. That'd be dope.
He use a lot of 808s in it. He got a little darker sound with a, you know, poppy top line.
Mm-hmm.
I like Brent Fires. I don't really listen to music too much, but I be listening to him a lot.
You don't listen to like mainstream music, you mean, or just music in general?
I don't listen to music.
So what is Bangladesh doing his off time? I'm curious. Not music, clearly. Not listening to music.
On my off time, I don't be doing too much of nothing. I just, you know, I got 5 children, so.
He's like, that's my off time.
Yeah. It's just really about masterminding and planning for the future.
Okay.
But I don't really I used to listen to music all the time. You know what I'm saying? I used to be that person that's gonna argue with you about it. It's gonna put you on to it.
Yeah.
You know, buy the album, play it, you know, get inspiration from it.
Yeah.
All that. But when it shifted, it's like having to go find it is like the thing that I don't really do, so I gotta just hear it. So I be places, I hear stuff.
And then you?
I be like, oh, I like that. You know what I'm saying? I could be in somebody's car. I like that. Like, I've never heard Drake albums.
Never?
Never.
You just catch it when you
catch it?
I
heard one album being in the car with somebody.
Mm. You just catch the songs when you catch them?
Just catch songs when I catch it. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I like, you know, I like real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just like real stuff. The only albums I listen to that I go listen, like, search for is probably Kendrick and J-Rock.
Yeah.
Mm. Where you know. Yeah. Where you know you're about to get.
Yeah, like some, you know it's real.
Yeah, you're about to get educated, basically.
And Kendrick is like creatively a creative musician. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Not just a rapper. Like
he's building a world.
He can really put it together. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Singers, I can't. Oh, Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm. I'm gonna tell you something.
Hard.
This season of We Sound Crazy, we're on our fourth season of We Sound Crazy, and I don't think that there's been an episode that Jasmine Sullivan has not come up.
For real, yeah. That's hard. I think she's one of the ones. You know what I'm saying? Lauryn Hill.
Mm.
I like the Coco Jones girl. I think she's dope. I like Honey Baby.
Okay. See, you got some taste, listen, bro. Yeah. What you talking about?
Honey Baby, dope. There's one more. Who's the? Dang. It'll come to me.
It'll come back to me. Come back.
We Sound Crazy.
Pressure, 2 Chainz, and Lil Wayne, produced by our guest this week, Bangladesh. I got to ask you, because you produce for so many people, and you mentioned some of your inspirations early in the conversation. Mount Rushmore's got 4 slots. Top producers. Who's Bangladesh's Mount Rushmore of producers? All genres.
That's tough. Well, I could be missing a lot, because there's a lot of... you know, other genres of music that I hear that I think are phenomenal,
yeah,
but probably don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But Timbaland, like I said, Organized Noise, Prince. Mm-hmm. Put Prince on. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Me.
Put yourself on that list.
I love it.
Put yourself on that list, bro. What I'm talking about.
But let me say, I was just thinking about this. I think Rodney Jerkins is like one of the greatest producers of all time. I feel like Rich Harrison has slept on a lot.
Absolutely.
He 100%.
Come on, man. Saying?
The way he chops the
another sound drunk architect.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. He's phenomenal. There's a lot of phenomenal producers from our era.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Because they all like scientists,
you know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Put the sounds together real good.
That's a strong list right there. Mm-hmm. Plus the other people you mentioned are strong list. We play a game here called Keep or Kill.
Okay.
Basically, we're gonna throw out 2 people.
Mm-hmm.
You just decide which one you keep in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other one got to go, and the whole catalog and everything got to go with.
Okay.
Let's start. My God. Let's start with Michael Jackson versus Prince. Let's just choose violence from the beginning. We're gonna choose violence.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all crazy. Keep or kill. I mean, just for the game's sake, I mean, I wouldn't kill either one, but I would keep Michael Jackson for sure. You know what I'm saying? I think. Now, it depends what Bangladesh you talking to. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, Prince is, like, he does things Michael don't and can't do.
Yeah, on the production side especially.
Yeah, so I'm a Prince first type of dude. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say Michael, like, touched the masses of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a whole different way. Like, kids are born that know Michael Jackson songs, never even seen them.
Never seen them.
He got a different spirit with him. You know
what
I'm saying? So for that sake, I would keep Michael.
Okay.
Rodney Jerkins or Pharrell?
I would look at Pharrell as hip hop based. He do R&B too. He's 100%. But I don't know, man. Like, Rodney's a different dude.
Different. Different.
Rodney's a different dude. I would say Rodney Jerkins. I'll keep him.
Brandy or Jasmine Sullivan?
I would say Brandy, because the body of her body of work impacted Jasmine, you know what I'm saying, to be who she is. So, and I'm a process type of guy. I'm not finna put something first that came after.
Diva by Beyonce or Bossy by Khalees?
Diva Beyonce.
Okay. He didn't even flinch.
Yeah.
He was ready.
Nah, I mean, you know, that's, I gave a political answer because, like,
you don't want the beehive after
no,
you?
No, no, no. Oh. What you just said about her.
Yeah.
You said she's polite, she's this and that.
Yeah.
That's what it came down to for me. Mm-hmm. You got one that's one way and one the other way. One's winning and one.
Well.
Nah, it's all how you treat people. It's about how you treat people.
That right there is a gem.
People that don't treat people well, they don't be winning.
Ooh.
In the long run, that's the truth.
They don't be winning. I don't know if y'all seen my latest podcast that I did with Bag Fuel.
Let's talk about it.
I talked about Khalees Bossy.
Mm. I did see it. I did see that clip.
I just got the split sheet signed off on, bro.
Right now? What?
So that's the type of people we talking about, you know what I'm saying?
I'm shocked.
I had to bend over backwards. I had to do all types of things to, you know.
Well, clearly Beyonce wasn't weighing on that because she took her right off that exactly. record on Renaissance. She was like, cool, thank you, saying? But no thank you.
See what I'm saying? So I'm a definitely throw that out there real quick. Beyonce all day. Mm.
Dang.
Ludacris or Busta Rhymes? Keep it kill.
See, it's the process for me, so I have to say Busta Rhymes. I'm going to keep.
Lauryn Hill or Missy Elliott?
Man.
This guy.
You said make it hard.
This guy. I would say
Something in the water, Bangladesh. Something in the water.
You always trying to.
Female MCs, I would say Lauryn Hill.
Hill?
Yeah, I would keep them both, to be honest.
Keep them both?
One would be my main, one would be my mistress.
Keep a kill edition. Thanks for that.
Esther Roll.
Award.
I can feel him moving. I can feel him moving on the altar of my heart. Every now and then.
So. Around the close of every episode, we have an award segment called mm-hmm. the ERBY, which stands for Esther Roll Black Excellence Award.
Mm-hmm.
Esther Roll from Good Times mm-hmm. and Good Things.
I was finna say that. I said this sounds like something from the good time era. And not to cut you off, she's the first. She risked her job to have a black father on the show.
Yes. So trailblazing in mad ways. Yes. So the way the rules work is we all nominate someone, you're included, and then we all vote, and then at the end someone gets it. But it's a good way to highlight some mm-hmm. great talent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm opening the floor up.
We talked about him earlier in the conversation, actually a few times. We in ATL, it feels only right, Organized Noise.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
For me, I was just listening to one of his records from back in the 90s with El DeBarge a couple weeks ago, Hand in Hand. And I'm going to say DJ Quick.
Mm.
DJ Quick for the West Coast. That's like hard. That, you know, we talk about Dr. Dre, but DJ Quick, like he's another one that just, all his records still slap to this day. So
that's dope.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about Organized Noise as well. Mm. So I'm going to double down on the Organized Noise nomination.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let's all just. Triple on the.
Let's triple down on that.
Yeah, because they my favorite. So, I'm gonna throw Rich Harrison in there.
Yeah,
throw Rich Harrison Rich in the mix Harrison. And make I'm this complicated.
I'm gonna throw Rich Harrison in there. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Let's make this complicated.
Cause he's impressive.
All right, so you can vote as many times. You can raise your hands as many times
okay.
as you want.
Okay, okay.
If there's a tie, we'll break it
okay.
in a different way. But
Organized Noise.
Come on, bro.
That's unanimous. Oh. DJ Quick.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Rich Harrison.
All right. So we have a tie,
between. Tie between.
Damn. Mm.
I was afraid this was going to happen.
I was afraid this was going to happen.
All right, so it's between Rich Harrison and Organized Noise. You can only vote once during this round. So right, we started out Organized Noise.
Yeah, I got to do it.
Majority rules, three for Organized Noise.
But stand on business. Raise your hand for Rich Harrison real fast.
The reason I came to this decision because it's one man versus three.
True.
That's I just had
his logic always makes sense.
I always had to be logical on something. You know what I'm saying? It's like one man doing 100% of a song is incredible to me.
Nah, but I mean, literally, you're talking about the best of the best. But Organized Noise is our Irby winner.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Organized Noise.
Yeah,
winner of the Esther Roll Black Excellence Awards this week.
They deserve it. We got to get them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On the podcast for sure. We like to talk to people and just find out what's going on in their mind, the mind behind the music. Do you feel good about where you are?
Feel good for it being just, I feel good me accomplishing what I accomplished with not what everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
we were talking about this before. We didn't have the same
powerful management.
Right.
No push button people, not even in being in the building. Like, I have no relationships with no executives, you know what I'm saying? No A&Rs. Everything I did was like really the music. It's a lot of pressure because they come to you to stand out. Like,
right.
They come to you for that standout one. So you might hear other songs on the project, be like,
how did this get here? Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to do so much to get on it.
Yeah.
To outperform your last thing. And like, when you're a person that sets the bar so high, like, it's just, you know, it's never enough.
It's never enough.
Yeah.
Right before we leave, I feel like there's a lot of producers who study Beyonce and study Lil Wayne and study Brandy who are like, yo, this is our blueprint. Like, we're trying to do what you do. What advice do you give to either a young you or a young person who wants to be like you? After all the stuff you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, like, talk to that person.
I mean, I think the best advice I could give you is to know yourself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So once you know yourself, you can develop your sound, your style, and you're not, like, always influenced by what you're hearing and what you're seeing. You can always, like, go the other way, do your own thing, whatever that is. Just be a trendsetter, not a follower, influencer. You know, I think there's a lot of followers right now. I think it's so crowded, you have to be able to stand out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So definitely, like, develop your sound. That was the most important thing for me. I always would tell myself, like, even if I seen, like, a celebrity that I could benefit from, I wouldn't waste their time if my sound wasn't developed.
I wouldn't waste my time. Or theirs.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. Both,
I ain't
though.
Mean my
Not
time.
Both.
I wouldn't waste their time
with
the undeveloped sound. Mm. Undeveloped conversation, undeveloped.
Underdeveloped conversation.
Everything,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So really, really, really focus on your sound and your style, your presentation. Just try to push the envelope because that's the only way the music's gonna grow forward.
Is if you're thinking about pushing the envelope.
Yeah, you gotta push the envelope. For example, I met this kid from Chicago. He did a lot of, what is that sound called?
Now?
Yeah. Drill.
Oh, okay.
Drill.
He told me, He said drill came from a milli.
Wow.
Hmm. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
Like the like the they just changed the tempo.
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
So that's like pushing the envelope where you created a whole nother thing for another group of people. If we all stay the same, we're not growing
right
into nothing. There's no other great minds being developed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's I hope y'all listen.
Because interesting. You know, the people that was pushed the envelope to me developed me. I developed.
Yeah.
Then I could push the envelope. Then they, you know what I'm saying? It just works like that.
Yeah. That's great advice.
Yeah.
Great advice. Great conversation. Follow us on all platforms at We Sound Crazy and WeSoundCrazy.com.
And we got to thank Visit Music City.
Got to.
Shout out Visit Music City for holding us down all the time.
That's dope.
When we leave, we ask our guests to choose our going out music. It could be any song that you feel like is in your... on your mind right now or feels like it makes this conversation make sense. It's on you.
Pressure.
Ooh.
Man, how appropriate. Let's get out of here. Thank you, Bangladesh. Thank you,
thank
brother.
You, thank you for coming through, man. Until
next week.
Until next time.
We sound crazy.
Peace.
To BBA, you know she got this thing walking clean as a whistle. In the kitchen, scale, fork, and a pistol.
We sound crazy.